I don't know why they keep on asking for only one bed.
There's everyone in our listening audience is completely touch-starved.
Listen, I get it, but was talking about, like, stinky grandparents not enough for them?
No, they want romance. They want ship teas.
Gross!
People
in beds and romance? Gross.
Romance is gross, but fanfiction and...
Fanfiction?
Associated accoutrement is good, actually.
Who needs it? Who needs that noise?
Who needs it? Who wants it? Who's got it?
Who needs it? There's only one bed. Fuck you. I'm on the floor. I don't give a shit. Hi. Hello, everybody. Sorry. I didn't see you there. We're talking about only one bed.
There's only one bed. We have received about 6 requests for this while having already done it.
We already did the episode.
We already did it.
And everybody keeps asking for this trope.
So we're gonna do it again.
We're gonna do it better because we did kind of butcher it last time.
We talked about what the people wanted to hear.
Which was Doctor Who and Stinky Grandparents. Again, I don't know what...
And 30 Rock.
I don't know what more people want from us, truly. So let's take a second and define the trope. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Let's approach this academically. Let's suck all the fun out of fun.
All right. So the only one bed trope. Two characters have to share a room for the night. Every room is occupied, but fortunately there's one last room available. There's just... one problem. There's only one bed, and the characters aren't comfortable sharing it. A source of embarrassment, unresolved sexual tension, or at the very least fuel for shippers everywhere, this is when two who aren't in a relationship at the same time have to share a bed for whatever reason.
Because what could be sexier than being unconscious next to another unconscious person and farting all night long?
Oh my god,
80% of
the
gas.
Potential. No, okay, we're not, this is about the raw sex appeal. We are not talking about your bodily functions that are not sexy.
Unless you're into that.
Gerard Way, stay out of this. Keep your piss and vomit kink out of
all right. So, first off, we've got Cabaret. For all you musical theater person,
yeah.
It's the, we've only got one narrow bed. We'll think of some.
Wicked, but only the book.
Oh, yeah, because they have to sleep in the same... Well, they share a room.
On the way to the Emerald City, they have to share a bed. Peter Pan.
When do people...
All the lost boys sleep in the same bed in the book.
Things. We gotta focus on the sexy kind.
Shit.
The sexy kind.
Okay, one time. Benjamin Franklin and John Adams shared a bed at an inn.
We gotta keep this sexy, which means Ben Franklin and John Adams. That was right. That was right on cue. Other sexy examples.
Conventions. Band trips. What are other sexy examples?
There's a book that I've cited before, A Discovery of Witches. Matthew and Diana,
yep.
they are in the same bed. He's like, we cannot have sex. And she's like, but okay, that's fine. Also, a subversion of this trope is in The Black Tapes, the podcast. They are maybe going into a there's only one bed situation, but then one of them is just like, we are getting two rooms.
But that's also like a waste of money. Wouldn't it be so much easier to get one room and then one person just like sleeps on the couch?
I know, straight up.
Or get a room with two twins.
Two twins, but not two twin beds. Just two twins that come with the room.
Oh, there's just two sets of twins.
Hello there, welcome.
Let's play the Which One of Us is Hikaru game.
Which one of us is Hikaru?
You seem like you don't want to play Which One of Us is Hikaru.
I see, when I think of hotel scary twins, I think that come play with us forever and ever and ever from The Shining.
Okay, but can you imagine being in The Shining hotel and going out into the hallway and it's just the Hitachi twins? And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay, great. And they're like,
great, this is awful.
They say, let's play with us forever and ever and ever. Let's play Which One of Us is Hikaru forever and ever. And then just like.
And then they do incest to each other.
Oh no. I was dancing around that bit.
I'm not. This happens in The X-Files a couple of times.
Similarly, I mean, I think in Supernatural, and this is like a subversion, maybe, they'll go to a hotel and be staying together and they'll be like, couple?
Yeah.
And
yeah, they'll say a single or a pair of queens, and Dean says a pair of queens, and then the hotel guy says, I bet you are.
Oh my god. What the hell?
Yeah.
Is that canon?
Yeah, no, that's a real episode.
Wow.
It happens in Penny Dreadful. There's a thunderstorm above Victor Frankenstein's laboratory, and one of his creatures is very spooked, and so this creature, Billy Piper, climbs into bed with him, and then they have pity sex.
Oh.
It's actually very cute until she does pity sex to him and then leaves to try and kill all men, which I support her in, but poor Victor. He doesn't get to be happy at all. And that's the only sex he gets.
Oh.
I know, and he clearly wants to have it.
Oh.
And then the show got canceled before he could bone Henry Jekyll, so like, whatever.
Like, whatever, I guess. I'm sure that Jekyll and Hyde snuggle all the time.
It's just that bit from in a Harry Potter musical, we're quite a kooky couple. Jekyll and Hyde. Different as can be, that's the name of it.
That's just Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, but that's all kind of also probably...
And that's that trope as well.
Like a little
you
bit only
one You won't
sleep
on your tummy, you won't sleep on your back.
Quirrell and Voldemort are, there's only one bed, but taken to the extreme of there's but only one
forever.
Body.
Harry and you know who.
Oh no.
For... many, many years were there's only one bed, but there's only one
There's
body.
Only one body.
I need to ask something really horrible.
Okay.
You know in Chamber of Secrets how, like, Ginny became, like, close friends with Tom Riddle, and he sort of acted as, like, an older kind of, like, mentor, because, like, clearly he helped her write the Singing Valentine, because it says Dark Lord instead of, like, you know who or whatever, and, like, he, like, listened to all of her problems and stuff, so, like, they had, like, a weird connection there that she discusses later.
Yeah.
And then, you know who comes back? And so he gets way more present in Harry's mind, specifically after 5. He gives up occlumency, trying to shut him out. In the situation that 6th year Harry and Ginny fucked, do you think Ginny had to think to herself, like, do you think there was a bit where he's like, hello again, Ginevra?
Oh, no.
like when they boned, if it was before 7, he was in there. Do you think they talked about that later? Like, Harry and Ginny are, like, adults, and they're like, and Ginny's like, hey, I've been meaning to ask you something, and I don't know if I want to hear the answer, but,
when we boned, you know, they, again,
does
they
it count
need,
as a threesome?
They, they both need therapy real bad.
If you fuck Quirrell, is it a threesome?
That, well, so, like, again, like, with the Quirrell and Voldemort thing, I can't imagine how awkward every moment of the day was.
Well, yes. Okay, yes.
Do you think Quirrell ever just, like, gave himself a little squeeze? Gave himself... No, not in that way.
Jerking like, it? He did not go a year without jerking it. This man's was like, I'm gonna keep the turban on and go to town. The Dark Lord cannot control my libido.
Me. But, like, I was thinking, this is gonna sound kind of sad. So,
oh.
Well.
Sadder than me demanding that, never mind.
I was going to say, I'll, like, fall asleep and I, okay, this sucks. So, during pandemic, I don't really like people. I don't like contact with people.
This is true.
But.
Annalie does not like others.
I do not like people. I don't like
she
contact.
She doesn't play well with others.
I don't play well with others. Edge, angst. But so, I was lying on the couch, just, like, chilling or whatever, and, like, my arms were wrapped around myself in a hug, and then I, like, smoothed the hair on the nape of my neck, and I'm like, aww.
Yeah.
Somebody loves me. That's, like, a contact, like, a very comforting, soothing
yeah.
thing. So, do you think that Quirrell ever, or, like, even Harry ever, like, self-soothed, gave himself a little hug and a little, like, head pat?
Oh, Harry definitely did. That boy was having
yeah.
problems.
But that means,
yeah.
that means that he was just snuggling on up with himself. In the Jekyll and Hyde, there's only one bed conundrum, but there's only one body.
There's only one body.
Which means every time you give yourself a little hug.
It's a real hug.
It's a real hug.
Wow.
And in that way, you're never lonely, right?
You're never lonely.
Yeah.
Never alone.
And that's, but here's, you know what? I bet I could shout out any Hallmark movie name, and I bet it
No, because they're quite Christian.
Oh, so they don't
and
have
so
sexy times.
It's kind of a thing. Then it goes into the whole like gentlemanly thing of like, oh, you take the bed, I'll take the whatever. So like it they do it, but I feel like usually they don't end up next to each other unless it's like actually like,
right.
I think they've actually done it in the sense of like a couple that kind of like just split up, but then they're like on vacation with people and they're not saying they're split up yet. They've probably done it there.
Okay. Right. Okay. Especially if it's like, oh, they just broke up, but then maybe they fall back in love or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. And that's like the point of it is like, yeah.
It happens in the proposal where they have to like sleep in one bed.
Right.
This is another trope. You know what's weird as hell? Again, I don't like watching rom-coms for the same reason why I think that people probably don't like watching horror movies, in that I don't want to feel emotions, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, like they both trigger visceral emotions that I'm just fine doing without.
Okay,
you know?
But you don't want to fess up that they're in there.
Well, I don't know what you could possibly be talking about, but so the thing is, the bananas weird trope of romantic comedies is like when people are pretend dating, they're like, kiss each other, as if that's like a normal thing to do. To ask your friends to kiss each other, like a weird, like your one friend's like, hey, prove that you're dating, smooch in front of me.
Well, that's what you made Abigail and I do when we said we were dating.
Do not, you are slandering me on the
internet. That's what you did. You said prove it, and then you had to like stalk us through a whole date and watch us like hold hands and kiss.
I was
and
like,
then
send me a video of you smooching. I need to know for sure. Prove it. I want to see it happen.
But with either of us, that's not even like a good indicator, because Abigail and I like recreational kissing just to see what other people are like. So that's not even like, you've seen me do this.
Exactly. And which is another weird thing.
Kissing it's doesn't like, mean anything.
Right. So to be like, prove you're dating, kiss each other. And it's like, well, you're locked in now, I guess. You gotta get married. You just had mouth
sex. Yeah, you just kissed. Like, kissing is like such a casual thing. It's only like contextual seriousness. Yeah. Cause like
biting of each other's noses. Now that's intimate.
and like the meaning of the kiss and the placement of the kiss, because it's just like a sign of affection. Like people kiss each other on the cheek all the time, and like kiss like family members, and like that's all incredibly normal.
Different
like,
kisses change different cultures. Oh, actually, yeah. the most one time somebody kissed my hand like and it was like a deliberate seduction tactic.
Oh
and
shit! Did it work? It worked.
It did. Wow. I was like, holy shit, that's actually kind of hot. That is way more interesting, and like, unless it's in like a hello m'lady way, but like,
well, it's also like a deliberate subjugation. Like when you kiss someone on the hand, there you are supplicating yourself in front of that person for just a hot second. Like, and that is such
just
a that's part
hot
of it.
Second. And I was like, fuck, that's unique.
Like, that's good.
Right? And, which is way more interesting than being like, bleh, 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 bleh.
There is a trope associated with There's Only One Bed called sleep cute. Sleep cute. It's basically just like situations where characters end up like sleeping on each other or like in the same space. And like there's some overlap, but some like difference. So like some of the overlap is unfortunately the grandparents from Willy Wonka. And in like Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, when like Ron and Hermione are like sleeping next to each other, where like their hands are kind of like touching. But like this also includes like Jurassic Park, where Alan Grant is like, I hate these fucking kids, but then like he rescues them and they bond a little bit, and he's like sitting up in the tree and they both just like fall asleep on him, and he just kind of like holds them in the tree while they like sleep. And like that's part of like sleep cute.
And it's actually, well, so I mean, unless sometimes like I guess this wouldn't be sleep cute, but like it'll usually be two bros falling asleep like on each other, and then they wake up and go
That happens in The Incredibles.
Violet
and Dash fall asleep next to each other, and then Dash wakes up and it's like, oh
yes,
cootie.
exactly. Gross.
Sleep cute happens in Sherlock Holmes 2009, the one with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
He falls asleep on Watson. Yeah. And it's just like that.
Well, that's like, that's, yeah. And also.
That's not like a horny thing. Like, that's just like,
Maybe the arc of this episode is slowly finding out that Annalie does have a heart, because something that I actually think is rather sweet is when somebody's falling asleep and they twitch, like, as they're falling asleep. You know the falling asleep, like, little limbs, limb twitching?
Yes.
Can I
tell you a story?
Please do.
I had a significant other at one point whose name and pronouns will not be mentioned for their own, I don't want to embarrass them. But when they would fall asleep, their heart would start racing, like, a scary amount, and they would start shaking and twitching like crazy. And then they would go completely limp and their heart would immediately slow down to like 60 beats per minute. And they would like make a noise like they had just been like stabbed, and then they would just be asleep. And this happened every time they fell asleep. It sounded like they died like every single time. It was wild.
That is intense.
It was wild.
They sprint into sleep.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Dive head first.
And then it was impossible to, like, wake them up unless it had been, like, 10 hours.
Really?
It was wild.
Whoa. That's intense.
Yeah.
That's like...
The first time it happened was so scary.
I'm sure.
The first time it happened, it was also, like, around other people, because we were, like, on a trip and they fell asleep on me. And, I freaked out because I thought they were, like...
Dying.
Having, like, a... Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I was sleeping.
That's a very natural thing to think when those instances occur. My friends, like, my father will sometimes get, like, shooting pains, but he's also a narcoleptic. So he'll be sitting on the couch, and then he'll just be like, oh, God! And then my friend goes, what? What's wrong? And then... And then their father looks at them and is like, nothing, nothing, and starts falling asleep. So it's a scream followed by falling asleep immediately after.
Annalie, do you find it sexy that I yell in my sleep and walk around and hold full conversations and can go downstairs and start cooking and or try and turn the shower on while I'm asleep? No. Because I can do all of that.
No, listen, that's very different from the sweet little twitching that people do. You've had like full conversations in sleep?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's very cool.
I also will just like narrate like my dreams. I did that to one of my college roommates at one point.
What the
And it
hell?
Really scared her because I was having like, I guess a nightmare, but she like came back in at like 5 a.m. because this was my college roommate who didn't sleep. And I sat straight up in bed, which is another thing I do.
Mm-mm.
And she's like, are you all right? And I'm like, don't worry, it won't hurt. And she's
God,
like, I'm sorry, what?
Sucks.
And I go, what I'm going to do, it won't hurt her. And then I whipped around and threw myself face down onto the pillow and then just like didn't move for several hours. And then my alarm went off and I went to class and my roommate was like, what the
Diggs,
fuck?
That sucks. You're a bad roommate.
I didn't choose Diggs, to do this.
I get it that you're clean. You're a bad roommate. You like, that's great. I'm so glad that you're like an easygoing person and like a clean roommate. You are a bad roommate. Listen, you catfished a roommate and then said, welcome to hell, I'm gonna put you in a horror movie situation.
She, in my defense, it had been 3 years and she was used to it at that point.
Okay. That's not...
So, okay, but at least...
It is no sign of health to be well adjusted to that.
Yeah, she had seen me do some really troubling things in my sleep.
I've seen you do troubling things. I'm starting
in my
to
sleep?
Realize... No, not in your sleep. Oh. I don't watch you sleep.
We have slept in the same space a lot, though. And I assumed you have witnessed me talk in my sleep.
I have... watched you sleep while looking in through your window.
Well, yeah.
In like a stalker way.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't caught you doing anything super
okay
weird.
That's fun.
Yeah. I do like do the whole hover above bed watch sleep thing.
Like the beginning of the 2003 live action Peter Pan starring Jason Isaacs and Jeremy Sumpter.
Does Peter do that to Wendy?
Yeah, he like hovers over her, and then when she sits up, he just like flies out the window. And then that's why when she's at school, she draws that picture of him with like wings, and then the teacher gets mad, and then the boy delivers the letter to her dad. You know what I'm talking about?
Fuck. I've seen that movie.
We're gonna watch it again for my birthday.
I will have to, cause Dig. Speaking of roommates who suck, that's so mean. That would be so scary.
What, to like lean over someone?
To wake up to a person above you hovering?
Yeah, that would actually. Well, he wasn't her roommate.
He was that night.
No, he I was not.
I guess that
he's just doing what you do to me.
That's there's only one bed, but the solution is to instead one person sleeps in bed, other person hovers above other person watching.
That's your dream.
That's my dream. I want to be able to.
Oh, like, we'll switch your side yet. We'll get you away from pirates. There's still a
chance. Listen, I'm sorry, but
why was there never a part in Star Wars where Anakin and Obi-Wan had to share a bed? Not for anything weird, but just like I think that would be funny of Anakin being all weird and bristly and Obi-Wan's just like, go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah, oh my god.
You dumb bitch. What's wrong with you?
They should have done that.
Cuz like that also would have been like, look, if you don't have any like attachments or like special feelings, it shouldn't be a problem. Just go to sleep next to me, my friend.
Yeah, come to sleep right next to me, my pal. I'm sure that it happened. I mean, they went on trips
together. It had to have. They went on so many missions together.
They definitely slept in the same bed.
They at least had like a sleep cute of like they're traveling, they just fall asleep. Like that's normal.
Oh yeah. While driving the ship.
Yeah, Anakin's actively driving.
Exactly. Obi-Wan has fallen asleep on Anakin's shoulder, and that he is has. Canon. So I decree.
That's one of the things I really like is either in real life or in like a show or a movie or something, when one person is like the driver and the other person, like no matter how stressed they are, is still able to like fall asleep in the front seat. I think that's very cute.
Oh, I fall asleep in cars all the time. They put me right to sleep. Not while at the
I'm
wheel.
Out.
Not
same.
Not well at the same. Wheel.
This is another one that happens a lot in Supernatural. Mm-hmm. It's like I always like those shots where it's just like Dean is driving and Sam is asleep, and it's just like nice.
It's very
like,
it's very kind of kind and protective.
Exactly. It's like real big brother energy of just like, yeah. I'm gonna just keep driving while you rest. Like it's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like it a lot. And definitely Obi-Wan did that.
Oh,
Anakin was like,
absolutely.
Time to drive. Yeah. He's fucking asleep. Anakin does some dumbass shit and he's like, well, I'm glad he was asleep for that. And Obi-Wan's just like, Anakin, I had the strangest dream. I don't know what you're talking about, Master. I drove the speed limit the whole time.
And that's kind of like only one bed, but the bed is the car.
Car
is baby. Baby is bed. Car is bed is baby is only one car bed baby. Boy car boy.
Part boy, part car, boy car.
Credit McElroy Brothers. Sorry, we'll cut
Credit McElroy Brothers. TMTM, big TM, giant TM, head. TM. And that is why anyone who has ever driven in a car with someone else has had sex with them. And that is genre blind. Thank you for listening to There's Only One Bed. A deep dive in the way that you guys wanted. And if you guys didn't like this episode, it's your own fault.
Yeah, if you didn't like this episode, this is about as good as it gets, so leave fucking now.
Yeah, this is also, I guess, us saying if you bother us enough, we'll redo a trope.
Yeah, the thing is, I think you underestimate how much we are thrown to the whims of your fucking fancy audience. Yeah.
I have gotten a lot of your emails about episodes to do minisodes on for, like, movies and stuff, and I am keeping them. We will definitely be doing Repo. Repo needs its thing. We will be doing Scream as well because Anna Lee fessed up that she, a person who runs a trope podcast with me, has not seen the film Scream. So we'll be watching Scream and doing a minisode on it. So that'll be exciting.
Yes. Scream, Repo. I will scream while watching Repo, and I will Repo while watching Scream.
Yeah, you will. That's going to do it for us. You can follow us, AnnieDTArt, on Instagram and TikTok, MementoMortSafe on Instagram and TikTok, and at GenreBlindPodcast exclusively on Instagram, because we don't have a TikTok for the podcast, because I don't feel like running one. You can email us at GenreBlindPodcast@gmail.com. Anything else?
No, nothing else. I'm done with them. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.